All right, let's end the debate right now about what works better, phone calls or DMs. In this episode, I'm going to share with you what I learned from running a 30-day challenge with 32 brokers where they made a total of 2,527 DMs and 2,388 phone calls. For the record, that's 125 DMs a day and 120 phone calls a day on business days. And in this episode, I'm going to break down for you what we learned from that, as well as I'm going to share two tactics that you can apply to DM or phone that have been working really well for us, and you can use them in your business. At the end of this episode, I'm also going to share with you how you can sign up to join our next Battle Royale. So that's how we did. This was what we called a Battle Royale, and this is open to all brokers, all networks. And so there'll be a link that you can, I'll talk about that. Welcome to the I Love Mortgage Brokering podcast. This is a 10-minute tactical podcast that I produce every Friday. And the idea is to give you something tangible that you can use in your mortgage business. I'm your host, Scott Peckford. And I started the I Love Mortgage Brokering podcast almost 10 years ago. Absolutely love podcasting and love talking to interesting people and then sharing some of those ideas with you guys. Before I jump into this episode, I want to give a shout out to our title sponsor, Finmo. Finmo is a Canadian mortgage application document collection submission platform designed specifically for Canadian borrowers. It's really smart. It's got this feature called Smart Docs. As they're filling out the app, depending on how they answer those questions in the app, it says, oh, you're self-employed. We're going to need these documents. It's also connected to Lender Spotlight, which is the best tool for searching rates and guidelines. You can check them out at lendesk.com/finmo. Let's jump right into this episode. So this age-old question, what's better, phone calls or DMs? And I have to admit, I have been a phone call guy my whole life, or not my whole life. Ever since I've been, you know, wee-high to a Smurfberry bush, I was a phone call guy, or certainly since I've gotten into sales. And it's because we used to run this program in when I ran a training academy called Game of Phones, where the number one thing that people talked about getting the most impact from out of all the training stuff that we did was what we called Game of Phones. We basically gamified making calls, you know, voicemails, talks, with the idea of generating leads. And so there's been a lot of talk lately about is DMs better? People are using DMs, phone call is dead. And so I'm like, oh, let's just do an experiment. And now, to be fair, this is not like a scientific experiment. There is a decent amount of data. It's 2,527 DMs and 2,388 phone calls. So it's a reasonable size experiment. And it's, but it's, for me, it was very eye-opening. It did not get the result that I expected actually at all. So I was a little bit surprised by the result. So just, I'm going to break down the numbers for you. And oh, by the way, and they generated a total of 222 leads. So 222 leads generated from this activities over 30 days, and it was a Monday to Friday campaign that we ran. And so DMs total were 2,527. Total number of opens, so that's the number of people that respond to those DMs, is 1,092. Number of talks, that's 1,311 people that were, they talked to them on the phone, plus another 1,017 voicemails for a total, and then that generated 222 leads. And so when we did this campaign, we decided normally we do Game of Phones. It's called Game of Phones, which means you use your phone. But we thought, let's try this. Let's add in DMs. So we gave people two options. You could either do DMs, phone calls, or you could do a bit of both. And I added that as a last minute thing. I was like, I'll just add, let's just see what happens. Well, here's how the breakdown of the leads generated by the DMs, the phone calls, and the group who did both. So the people who did DMs only generated 47 leads. It's 21.17% of the leads. People who did phone call only generated 62 leads. And people who did both generated 113 leads. So the phones outperformed DMs slightly, but what crushed both of them was doing both together. And there's this funny commercial on Duracell, and it's like longer life, more power, and there's two different people, and they're both saying they want, and it's kind of like both is better than not both. It turns out that both is better than not both. So like you're better off to do the some DMs and some phone calls. And as I thought about this, as I analyzed this data and what the feedback that we got from people going through this, that it was, I think there's times when a DM is going to a way to open people up to get on the phone. And I personally think that most of the time, DMs are going to lead to a phone call, at least for a mortgage broker. I mean, somebody who's selling, when you see these people that are selling via DM, they're mostly selling something that you can click to buy. So it's put in a credit card, buy my course, buy my training, buy my coaching. They probably don't need to get on a phone call with you. But when you're talking about a mortgage, you're probably at some point going to have a phone conversation because they're going to be like, hey, here's all my personal information. Oh, I have not talked to you and I don't know who you are. And so there is a, to me, DMs lead to phone calls in most cases. But what we found is the people who did both, that did use some DMs and they would use phone calls. They had better, much better results, like significantly better, to the point where I'm like, okay, there's something to this. And why not, instead of just sticking to one of these, why not combine them to get a better result than you could get from either result on its own? And so, think about like peanut butter and chocolate, you know, Reese's peanut butter cup. It's fantastic because together they're both good by themselves, but together it's something special. And I feel like DMs and phone calls combined are like that, certainly in the data that we ran on this one experiment. And again, this is not, you know, somebody's going to argue the scientific validity of it. At the end of the day, I'm just like, man, this is it's not insignificant, the difference that we saw between the people who did both and the people who just did phone calls. And I would have bet money that phone calls would have crushed everything. I would have been like, phone calls are going to win. And I would have been wrong. And so I'm a little bit of eating humble pie here, but I'm also always willing to open to what works better. I don't really care at the end of the day, as long as something is better. And if I can measure that it's better, I'm going to do it. So if you guys are listening to this, if you're just doing one of those two, do both. If you're in the DM camp and you're not doing phone calls, add in phone calls. You're going to add a significant bump to the number of leads you generate. And same, conversely, if you're in a phone call camp, adding in DMs is going to open up more opportunities for phone conversations. So that's what was the result from that. And if you are interested in joining, we're going to be having another Battle Royale on April 1st. And so we did this internally with our brokers, but it was so much fun. We're like, hey, let's open this up. We had people that are like, hey, how can I get involved? How can I participate? And so if you go to gameofphones.live, you can register to get on the wait list and we can put you in there. And the way we ran that is we had people in small groups, we put them on teams and they competed. We had a scoreboard that you competed individually, but we also competed as teams. And so we combined a bunch of things. It worked really, really well. It was a lot of fun. And so if you're interested in participating in that, you can be with any network. It's a one call a week that we do, but there's a lot of sharing and collaboration on it. So I would encourage you to go check that out. So let me talk about the two tactics that I want to share with you that you can use for DMs or phone calls, because this is a tactical podcast. It's not just like data dump. And so the first one is to ask for advice to get business. And so I've talked about this before, but there is something to when you ask somebody for advice, you can get business. And the way you can do this, there's in DMs is, and I've seen people do this. They go, hey, you know, hey, Dave, long time chat. No, quick question. If you were to list your house tomorrow, which real estate agent would you use? ? And by the way, this whole podcast is going to be transcribed. So if you click on it in your podcast player, you should be able to get to the transcription. So anything that I say that you want to copy, you could do that. So basically what's happening is you're starting a conversation by asking them for advice. Who's a realtor you can use? Now they're going to come back to you and say, why do you want to know? Hey, I'm at the place in my business where I get to pick and choose who I work with. And I'm looking for a couple of good real estate agents to work with. And so you can say that. You can say, I'm looking for somebody that I want to refer clients to. And what happens is that and the key thing here is what you start a conversation and you want to get inside information. And so you want to get intel on that real estate agent that you couldn't just get from Google, because when you reach out to that real estate agent and talk about the fact that you know this information from Sally, your rapport goes way up and you're going to have a way easier time connecting. And so you can do that via DM. Of course, you can do that by phone calls as well, right? You phone somebody up. Hey, man, how's it going? Long time no chat. You know, do a little rapport building. How are things? Talk about some like a great entry point for a phone call to somebody you haven't talked to in a long time. We had somebody in Game of Phones calling people from his phone he hadn't talked to in 18 years and generated leads from them. And he just reached out. How's it going? How are you doing? Man, it's been a minute, right? And then reminisce about a common memory you have and then lead into, hey, the reason for my call is, and then you can go into your question. Hey, this is what I'm looking for. And you're not actually asking for business, but what you'll find is people will send you business. They'll ignore your question and say, actually, I got a mortgage renewal or I got this. And we see that happen all the time. And so I find asking for advice is a fantastic way to start a conversation where it's indirect and you're not actually asking for business, but you'll get business and you get two things from it. So I think it's fantastic. And so that's the other thing. When you're making a phone call, you can do it that way as well. Do the same idea. And it'll always turn into a dialogue especially when you're talking on the phone. So back to the DM, you can send that quick question DM. It's going to start a messaging back and forth. Phone call, it's even easier because you just go from what's that common memory that you have into, hey, the reason for my call is, and then you go into the question. And the key piece, so make sure you get intel. And so that's tactic number one. The second is using the strategy of comments to get valuable content. And so some of the things that folks use for valuable content are you know, at our brokerage, you do win your mortgage payment every month. Some people use a VIP club, whatever, but, or they're giving away some valuable piece of content. Hey, if you want, you basically tease up the content. You watch my, if you watch my social, I do this. I'll tease up some content piece and say, hey, in this episode, somebody does X, Y, and Z. And it's amazing. If you want it, say comment or say pod and I'll send you a link. What happens is that it opens a DM with somebody that you may not have a DM with. And now you can go back to them. You're just giving them value. Here's this cool thing. Hey, what'd you think of it? Go back a week later, check in, chat with them. And it starts conversation. I've literally got probably 100 plus of those since I started doing this. And a couple of things on this, you don't want to actually put a link to an external platform from, you know, a social platform. They don't like it when you do that. So like, you're better off to send it in the DMs than you are to put it on a post. And if you notice, like on Facebook and stuff, when people put, hey, there's this article, whatever, the link is actually in the comments. It's not in the post, right? Like these, like Lad Bible and Vice and these other people that are really good at getting content to go viral on Facebook, they do not put links in the post because they know Facebook's going to suppress it. Instead, they either put it in the comments or, I like it even better, in the DMs, because now I can have a conversation going with someone. And so think about using that as a way to get people to start to open a DM, and you're not even, it's a very passive way to do it, but it works like a hot damn. It's been working for us, like for me personally, like crazy. And so I can speak to the effectiveness of it. It's been amazing. And so two quick tactics again. First is ask for advice to get business. That's number one. And the second is have people comment to get you to send to DM them valuable content, and you'll start a conversation with them, and you're starting it with value instead of you know, with your hand in your hat, asking them to give you something. So hopefully you found that helpful. A couple quick things. We're going to be relaunching that Battle Royale on April 1st. So you can get signed up by going to gameofphones.live. If you are following me on social, you can message me on social. Hey, Scott, send me a link to that Battle Royale. I will send you a link. You can email me, Scott and I Love Mortgage Brokering, DM me on any social media accounts. And finally, if you're not following me on social media, I regularly share short tactics, like really tactical episodes that don't get into these episodes. And so you can see them on there. Follow me on Instagram. And as Sun Tzu said, strategy without tactics is the slowest route to victory. We do not want you to be slow to your victory in your mortgage business. Thanks for listening.